Well, this is the Rough Razor Podcast. Everyone, use your aliases, whatever you got.
Alta.
That's something. All right.
That's my last. That's. I'm not gonna tell you why, actually. Not yet.
I'm the host, Banshee. The name might not be striking any chords, but it's what I got. So you might just have to deal with that.
You don't even have to say that. Just
go yes. By it.
But
yours? You?
Oh, I wasn't gonna.
You're not gonna contribute?
No.
That's perfectly fine. Okay. Anyways.
Just interview.
We're just gonna.
We'll interview each other.
Have a random conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See how that goes. I have no clue.
Earphones? You will never know me to wear earphones.
I wear earphones. Yes, I do.
Just, that's weird. But
we
okay.
Also have a shy co-host, I guess. Yemi. Yeah.
Hello.
She says hello.
Don't worry about that. So.
Very quaintly, though. As you were saying, Alta.
Oh, well, we are in a place in society, but, like, we're in a place where that's common, but there's places in the United States where there's, like, none of this shit at all. And it's just that we don't know about those places. It's not full.
I feel as though mainly those would be landlocked states. Mind you guys, we're talking about people actually going through with what they say that they want to do, such as how millennials and Gen Zs want to start a podcast. Then they just go about their day and don't do it like the little pussy bitches that they are. Yeah.
Okay.
Mind you, this is just constructive criticism. Don't take it personally. If you can't rip off a band-aid, then don't put it on.
I like that. Okay. No, you have to catch me up again.
Yeah. Speaking about, like, going through with your word, I guess.
Going through with my word.
That's what I'm getting from the gist of this conversation. Like, the central theme, at least.
In what sense?
You had mentioned that we're in the time when people want to do certain things.
Oh,
but in
yeah.
Certain areas they just don't because they're not that knowledgeable.
There's no driving force or energy behind that. Everyone's just like, I want a perfect example, my cousin's state, Pennsylvania.
No names?
No names, just my cousin. But, that place is literally, it feels as if it's ran by vampires. Like, that place is kind of, there is a big gray dome of, like, gray aura there.
Like and the city in Footloose. I said Footloose.
Yes, kind of, yes. And the thing is, she lives on a scary mountain. And at night, it's literally like in the fucking movies where you have to, like, drive up a mountain and there's, like, woods everywhere and then there could be someone standing there in the middle or just a deer, you know?
I really don't know what the pull factor is for places like that because people actually go there to live.
And they live there, yes.
They live there
in ignorance. It's insane. Like, it's really insane. And it's crazy because the people I talk to over there, they always go like, nah, bro, like, I don't like this place. You feel like there's someone with a knife behind your back every time you leave your house.
And they don't leave.
And I'm just like, okay, like, what would be keeping you there then? Like, I lived in New York, actually. I actually lived in Pennsylvania, too. I never want to live there ever again, honestly. No offense, because you guys have beautiful nature over there. Like, regardless of all that, regardless of those dead zones, there are still very beautiful, bountiful ranges of nature in really nice spots. Because, you know, like... there's still mountains, you know? They can't cover all that and stain it with, like...
human energy.
Stain it with human.
Stain it with human. Talking as if we're, like, not human at all.
I mean, you know... I'm not saying nothing about me not being human, because I am. I just mean, like, consciously. What, like, you know, like...
when it comes to your internal being.
Yeah, like, that thing isn't human. That's, like, super. It's just super.
Super. That was a good game. Super Hot really had, like...
Super Hot?
Yeah.
What?
That game is, like, a crazy kind of, like... don't know.
Can you refresh me?
Yeah, I bought it a super while hot. Back. I think like maybe...
Here you go, babe. I'm sorry.
Maybe early this year, I guess.
Here you go, babe. I'm sorry.
And the whole premise is like, time doesn't move until you do. So like,
that's so true.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking like basically what Tai Chi is and then putting it into like some kind of simulator or whatever, because Tai Chi is all about like moving slow so that when you're in a fast situation, everything seems like it's moving normally. Because when you are in like that state of adrenaline, everything is going in slow motion. Oh, I see.
Because I've been reading about, dude, because at my job, we're not going to say there anywhere I work because get those. But I'd be reading all the time for like 8 hours straight. And I am so interested in Tai Chi. I want to make it my next like pursuit. Practice. Yeah, like a pursuit. Because I've been learning like that it's really fucking hard and abstract kind of. And it's like you can become a master very late in the game only. Like generally it's very rare to find it within 5 years of it being at mastery at any moment. It's kind of but still it teaches you how to like move your body correctly and like how to breathe with your movements and shit. And like,
can you imagine being so good at Tai Chi that like one day you just start like bending an element or something?
Dude,
like, what if we actually can do that shit? Like, all right, first of all, I promise I'm sober. This is just where my mind goes, because I love Avatar so much.
No, I think
much.
About this all the time, too. All
right? If I could bend, I feel like... I don't know. How would that even, like, be designated? Like, what kind of element would people be? Because
first
I know
off,
in the Earth Nation... Or, not... What was it?
The way,
Earth Kingdom.
The way you and I discuss Avatar, I just realized is how you probably feel about One Piece.
100,000, 1,000,000,000%. Thank you. Yes, but...
Wow. But, like... The Earth Kingdom in Avatar, they all seem like, I can't even tell. It looks like just a stand-in for the entire, like, what is it, I think, Eastern Hemisphere.
This is the thing about that. The thing is...
It's a big continent, you know?
Do you have headphones?
That is not obtainable, I think.
Hold down the buttons, like, long enough.
I think that is very, very late in the game for a very, very select few of elite people that can bend any sort of time, like, reality, other than the way we already do, in terms of, like, the way, like, we manipulate dimensions in sense of, like, how we're able to stack things on top of each other. And, like, because that's manipulating the 3D right there, by the way. That's what it is.
Another crazy thing. We're
just being able to stack.
Like, we're always not really touching anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're
not really
touching
nothing.
On an atomic level, we're all flying.
Wait, let me not touch anything.
Yeah.
Let me not make this messy. I want to get back to this point real quick before we just keep running on tangents. So, it's not something that we would just eventually start being able to manipulate. It's something that would come literally within us outward. So, like Mob Psycho type shit. Like, it's a lot like that depending on how much of yourself you unlock, I guess you could say. But I would say a lot less than that, because that's very extreme what he can do. That he's top shonen type shit. But like,
that was a really good anime.
Amazing. Amazing. The second season was so good.
Really disappointed that it just stopped there.
It's gotta come back. That's a lot to draw. That's a lot to draw.
Every other
but
personality.
I imagine it would be like manipulating your bioelectricity to do things. You know? Things of that nature. Maybe Demon Slayer type stuff where you like manipulate your lungs and train them hard enough to be able to pack that air into the punch that you put or whatever it might be. That's a lot like how Luffy's powers work in One Piece. He breathes in a bunch of air and then packs it all into one muscle and fucking punches the shit out of whatever he needs to do. And then...
I don't
Do you have your Bluetooth on?
I'm good.
Or he raises his blood... He raises his, since his organs are rubber, he can stress it out as much as he wants and it wouldn't explode because he's rubber. So he raises his blood pressure over to 1,000, and that makes him move at like insanely fast speeds. He literally turns red. Like, he blushes red all over his body. And, like...
So, he's, like, immune to hypertension.
Almost, but not really. Now, he manages it, like, perfectly, though. Right? But, like, when he first started doing it, it was starting to shave, like, years off of his life. Not years, but, like, the more he used it, the more wear and tear there was. Yeah. But he did it. But, like, it's gross because you see... his like blood like go down to the like to the bottom of his toes and then shoot back up into his veins and then like and then like oh you see his he goes and then it's just and then like he turns like red and then and he's like nah none of you are touching me now and he just disappears and just like oh shit like a rubber band literally like he moves around like a rubber band like you can't see a rubber band in midair and that's what he's like too so it's pretty cool but regardless we were talking about something else.
How to designate which element you would be bending depending on where you are in the world. Because, you know, Fire Nation typically has firebenders.
Low-key, that's on some, like, race stuff. Like, honestly, like, because your race is technically just where your place originated from, you know, like, climate-wise.
Technically. I think... Well, I mean, at least in terms of, like, Avatar lore, it's dependent on, like, where the Lion Turtles, like, who held that element
okay.
were.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's more so, like, an energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, and we obviously, you know, all saw how he, was it, taught Aang the energy bending in general.
Yeah, but, like, it very, very, very much seems like each race has a certain thing. You know, like,
you know, like typically, firebenders aren't the most well liked, but we saw that in the Legend of Korra, it became more of like a, what was it? I guess a civil, cordial kind of.
Oh yeah, like oh yeah, the firebenders did what they did in the past, but you know, everyone's accepting everyone here. None of us did that back then.
Sort of like a matter of civil rights.
Yeah, like none of us did that, so whatever. Yeah. That's what they're kind of going on.
But, you know, except now people still have their prejudices and issues that they don't want to get over because they're too immature to accept that things are different.
Yeah, you can acknowledge, yeah.
Well, let's not make this preachy.
Of course.
But yeah, I don't know. I always thought that, like, due to my ethnicity, it would, like, literally have to be waterbender because people from my islands are surrounded, as it suggests, on an island by water. So they would have to be waterbenders. Like, unless it ties into, like, their actual cultural, like, beliefs and stuff where Taino, you know, they...
Where do you think firebenders would come from, though?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel as though they'd be more so, like, natives.
I feel like... Yeah, maybe. Actually, no, I feel like it'd probably be... I feel like it'd probably be spread out quite a bit. I feel like Asian people would have, like, some weird, like, fire and electricity, you know?
Well, fire and electricity are one and the same when it comes to that.
Yeah, like, but I feel like some people will be able to bend it to the degree of electricity. But some people probably wouldn't be able to, or some people would have really weak bending. Because, right, generally, all of them, they have a very... Everyone has a very, There's bending that's stronger than others, but there's a very base, like, strength set for a bender in general. Like, each firebender can do at least this amount, is what I mean. Like, and... But I feel like in our world, probably, it'd be a lot like...
Like, in Korra, Mako, like, just knows, like, how to conjure... Like, well, not conjure, but, like, how to shoot lightning. When in Avatar, what was it, the last airbender, like, that was, like...
Whoa. Yeah, that was, like, some shoot huge lightning. Shit. We'd be on some evolved shit by this time, because we'd probably be a lot more creative than they were back then, too.
Mm-hmm. And we saw in that one scene in Korra, too, when they have, like, a whole... What was it? A whole power plant... filled with people just shooting lightning.
And But I think it would be like a lot like My Hero, where like some people have really weak bending, like really weak bending.
Yeah, like
that just, kind of stuff.
Like absolutely worthless powers, like Izuku's mom.
And but the thing is though, I feel like the most obtainable powers would be like the ones in One Piece, to be honest, because that's just lit. Because they use the power of their brains. Like not the devil fruits, because that's unattainable. But I'm saying like.
First of all, that's really, like, shit. Like, you just can't swim for the rest of your life. Like, that's ass.
I want to go inside.
Okay.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Like, you have to continue. I
just
want to go inside.
Okay.
My dad over here.
Okay.
All right. So, well, due to,
set
issues, we're going to have to cut this podcast to a brief close. Great having you. Yeah. Love that. It's amazing. Thanks. See you next time.